for example, Pierre Deputy Surgeon here, today's date is 06/15/2024, dictation is 4. Miss Tanya Newby. Newby spells N-U-W-B-Y. Tanya spells T-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 09/16/1964. Now, this is a 59-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Newby has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill? She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient complains of left hip pain. Here she states that she tripped and fell down some stairs and has been in pain since. She described pain as sharp with hip pain 6/10, worse with weight bearing period and motion period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. In physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, my vital signs are as follows. So, O2 status 95% at room air, blood pressure 136/92. Pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.7. Previous paragraph. Left hip, full range of motion with moderate discomfort with range of motion in all fields. No deformity. Antalgic gait is present. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve suit times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is right. Correction, left hip contusion. Assessment number 2 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 3, medication refill. Assessment number 4 is hip pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent for a x-ray of her left hip. She was advised to come back immediately after studies done so we can review those studies and to take any needed intervention, period. Medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone was 5/0.2 milligrams SL film. She will take 1/2 film SL daily for 30 days, number 15. Next medication. She was advised to use over-the-counter Tylenol slash morphine for hip pain, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Routine urine drug screen was done in the clinic here. Drug screen was positive for Suboxone, but all other unauthorized substances were negative, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.